From a wise heart flow careful words. Wise words make the lips more persuasive. Proverbs 16:23. To bear witness in the public square, a Christ-centered heart must be the wellspring of our words, our demeanor, our take on the world. And so that is our task, our joy, our opportunity in the next few moments. Welcome to this week's Nuance, Formed for Faithfulness. In Lenten hush, the canvas breathes, a symphony of colors where passion weaves. The arts, a chapel for the soul's reprieve. In Lent's reflection, creative spirits cleave. Dance, a prayer in every graceful sway, a Lenten rhythm, emotions in ballet. The stage, a sacred space to introspect. In artistic silence, truths intersect. In melodies that Lent's soft echoes sing, the poet's verses, like prayers, take wing. Brushstrokes paint the sacred and profane, a Lenten canvas where emotions reign. Let the arts be a Lenten sanctuary, where creativity meets divinity, and the tapestry of expression find, a Lenten journey for the soul to bind. A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 10. As dead flies give perfume a bad smell, so a little folly outweighs wisdom and honor. The heart of the wise inclines to the right, but the heart of the fool to the left. Even as fools walk along the road, they lack sense and show everyone how stupid they are. If a ruler's anger rises against you, do not leave your post. Calmness can lay great offenses to rest. There is an evil I have seen under the sun, the sort of error that arises from a ruler. Fools are put in many high positions, while the rich occupy the low ones. I have seen slaves on horseback, while princes go on foot like slaves. Whoever digs a pit may fall into it. Whoever breaks through a wall may be bitten by a snake. Whoever quarries stones may be injured by them, and whoever splits logs may be endangered by them. If the axe is dull and its edge unsharpened, more strength is needed, but skill will bring success. If a snake bites before it is charmed, the charmer receives no fee. Words from the mouth of the wise are gracious, but fools are consumed by their own lips. At the beginning, their words are folly. At the end, they are wicked madness, and fools multiply words. No one knows what is coming. Who can tell someone else what will happen after them? The toil of fools wearies them. They do not know the way to town. Woe to the land whose king was a servant, and whose princes feast in the morning. Blessed is the land whose king is of noble birth, and whose princes eat at a proper time, for strength and not for drunkenness. Through laziness, the rafters sag. Because of idle hands, the house leaks. The feast is made for laughter. Wine makes life merry, and money is the answer for everything. Do not revile the king, even in your thoughts, or curse the rich in your bedroom, because a bird in the sky may carry your words, and a bird on the wing may report what you say. Saint Cyril of Jerusalem, a prominent theologian and bishop in the early Christian church, he exemplified the call to be a light in the public square. It was a time of great theological controversy and societal challenges. Yet Cyril's life and teachings, they shine still today as a beacon of truth and hope. The public square, what we emphasize a lot here, metaphorically represents those spaces where people gather, interact, engage, work together, celebrate, entertain, create. Well, it's in the public square where we engage in the important issues of life. And it's a place where we want to make sure Christ's light shines brightly. Just as Jesus declared his followers to be light of the world, Cyril understood the importance of Christians bearing faith, bearing witness to their faith in all aspects of life. His commitment to truth and orthodoxy in the face of great doctrinal controversies demonstrated the courage and conviction that we even need to stand firm in the public square. Cyril fearlessly defended the foundational beliefs of Christianity, even amidst opposition and persecution, because he knew that the integrity of the gospel was at stake. Additionally, Cyril's pastoral care, it extended beyond the walls of the church into the broader community. He was actively involved in the welfare of the people in his diocese, caring for the poor, supporting the marginalized, advocating for justice and compassion in society. His example challenges you and me to likewise engage with the pressing issues of our time. Where are we bringing Christ's light in darkness? Where are we bringing his truth in lies? As followers of Christ, we're called to emulate Cyril's commitment to shining brightly wherever we go, and especially in the public square. It may look like acts of kindness, advocacy for justice, sharing the gospel with others verbally. We have the opportunity to make a positive impact on the world around us like a lamp on a stand. Our faith should not be hidden, but displayed for all to see. So friends, this day, I pray that we have the courage and wisdom to follow in the footsteps of St. Cyril of Jerusalem and heed the call of our Lord Jesus Christ, proclaiming the gospel and being a light, both in word and in deed, and therefore experience the transformative power of his grace. A reading from the 34th Psalm, verses 1 through 8. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Lord God, we come before you with grateful hearts, acknowledging your sovereignty in all things. You are the light of the world. You have called us to shine brightly wherever we go, especially in the public square. Help us, Lord, to reflect your love on those around us. We thank you for the example of Saint Cyril, one who fearlessly stood for the gospel in the midst of opposition and controversy. Ooh, a world we know all too well. So like him, help us to have courage, to hold your truth, to hold it tightly and loosely, tightly that we apply it to ourselves, and loosely that we share it with others and live it out boldly. Give us wisdom, Lord, for the many pressing needs in the community around us. Help our actions, especially with others, reflect your Holy Spirit, reflect the love of Jesus. Let our actions also be known for the hope and healing they bring to the hurting and the marginalized. Help us to be faithful stewards of those opportunities you put before us where we can advocate for justice, we can pursue peace, and we can stand for righteousness. Never, Lord, never allow us to shy away from speaking truth to power, knowing that you're with us every step of the way. We want to be lights in this world, Lord. Shield us from the temptations of pride and self-righteousness, but replace those, Father, with humility and grace. We lift up all those around us that we know this day who are in need of your love and your salvation. Shine brightly in their hearts and draw them to a saving relationship with you. Use us, Father, as your vessels. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. And finally, a reading from Mark's Gospel, chapter 9, verses 38 to 41. "Teacher," said John, "we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we told them to stop because he was not one of us." "Do not stop him," Jesus said. "For no one who does a miracle in my name can, in the next moment, say anything bad about me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Truly I tell you, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name because you belong to the Messiah will certainly not lose their reward." Thank you for joining me for this weekly Formed for Faithfulness. Catch our regular Nuance episodes where I have a conversation with a special guest on living faithfully in the public square. In the meantime, like and share this podcast for others to enjoy. Visit us at collaborativeorlando.com to subscribe to our biweekly blog, see other videos, check out events we might have coming up, and find a number of other resources. You'll also find us across social media platforms. I'm Case Thorpe, and God's blessing on you.